Haunted Lantern presents. The Starport Inn. Episode 19. Okay. Let's go through this one more time. Five victims, three of which I'm sure are this thing, one of which vanished right in front of me, and one more hunter sent me that I didn't initially see, but which seems like our creature. All the victims are under the age of 12, having last been seen wandering just out of sight in or near the swamp. Of course, there's no camera footage of any of the events. No one saw what got them either. Whatever this thing is, it's very good at not being seen by people or cameras. Though, luckily, I did manage to snag a photo. Roy couldn't do much more with the image than he'd done before, but from what I can tell, it's relatively human in size, with rows of elongated, pointy teeth, and what looks like a small particle of light floating above its head. I still can't tell if that is something that just exists there, if it's attached to the creature, but it definitely isn't some sort of trick of the camera. I've spoken with all the living family members of all current and past missing persons. I've recorded statements, diaries, witness reports. Hell, I even have weather and topographical information about where the kids went missing. I could probably go find the last stone they stepped on if I had the time and reason for it. So, we know what it is, more or less. We know what it does, what it hunts, how it hunts, kind of. And we even have a plan on how we're going to deal with the thing once we find it. And yet, somehow, though I may be, ironically enough, swamped with information, we still have no idea where the damn thing is. We don't even know where it hunts. If I could just get some kind of pattern or landmark or something more than just swamp edge, we'd have something. But there's just nothing. Nothing. You again. I thought I took you out of my pocket last time. This time, stay out. Ah, fuck. Wait. Last seen camping 2 miles south of the Tuning Fork. No, it can't be. It might be. Agent Weaver calling for Sheriff Taylor. Over.
Go for Taylor. Over.
Sheriff, I have a note in my files about something the writer called the Tuning Fork. Does that happen to be the one weird tree in the swamp? The split one? Over.
Oh yeah, I forgot the locals called it that. It's got all sorts of weird names and shit. Why? You found something? Over.
I don't want to say just yet, but I'll let you know if this turns into something. Over. Pages in. They passed the Tuning Fork a mile back, which I always delighted in seeing. Aha! I thought I'd read that name before. Let's see. Alex's favorite landmark was the Tuning Fork, as he thought it was a good tree to sit in when he could get out there. Once is happenstance, twice is coincidence, three times... Yeah.
Well, howdy, Agent. You all right?
Roy, can you get that big map down for me and spread it in the side room?
Yes, sir. Right.
You got something?
I think I know where it is.
What you got?
So, it was localization of the language that was making this hard, because I wasn't aware of the nicknames for certain landmarks you all use regularly, and that meant I didn't recognize what I was reading about until now. Not blaming you, of course. Either way, I noticed that several of the statements we've gotten mentioned this thing called the Tuning Fork, which you, Sheriff Taylor, confirmed was this L-shaped tree that we just passed the other day. Now, if I'm correct about this, More or less every case has the last known location of the child within a 2-mile radius of the L-shaped tree, barring Elizabeth Clark out in Old Starport. Outliers can be expected, since there are no other predators in the area that seem to be on par with this thing. Its hunting grounds aren't probably as firm as some others, so I don't think that means much. Either way, using the disappearances like a map, we have its hunting grounds, with a distinct center. I think if we're going to find it, it's going to be in here.
Hell, I think you're probably right. That looks like a hunting ground to me. For a minute there, I was worried we weren't going to find the damn thing. I thought I'd have to put all these files to bed with the fact that we didn't know exactly what was eating them and we didn't ever find where.
Oh, speaking of, Sheriff, I did some looking at that picture some more, and I got something in my head I want to show you. Now, that's part of the image y'all asked me to work on. Zoomed in real close thinking I could see more, but you don't get much, right? Except, they ain't dissimilar, right? Big teeth, big mouth, small wiggly light bit. Thing looks like a damn anglerfish.
Now that you put them side by side, I can definitely see it. Some kind of mutated human-sized anglerfish using its little light thing, whatever that's called, to lure kids into the swamp. It all tracks. Good job, Roy. We don't know much more about what it is exactly, but we now know how it's doing what it's doing. At least.
Right then. When do we want to hit this thing? Obviously, sooner than later, but...
When do you think we can get everyone together?
Let me get them on the horn. Alright then. Thank y'all for being so prompt. Agent Weaver has successfully tracked this thing down that's been taking children, so we're gonna deal with that tonight. Agent Weaver and I are going to head in the swamp as our primary strike team. We know what the thing looks like and we know how it hunts, so we're the safest bet to not get caught up by this thing. Deputy Huckabee is going to be in charge of the rest of y'all. We're going to spread you all out on the service roads around the area so it feels penned in and doesn't try and run. Deputy Sisseton is going to head the north and east borders, while Deputy Washington is going to head the south and west borders. Keep your lights on, your radios hot, and your eyes open, people. This thing is fast, quiet, and hard to spot. Any questions?
Sir, what is this thing? What are we fighting?
Honestly, I don't know what to tell you. It ain't wildlife like we know it, but it ain't a person either. We're working on very little, but the important thing is we know where it is and we know how to deal with it. We'll get more on what after this is done, all right? Any further questions? Good. Now, y'all go ahead and get in your units. I gotta talk to the deputies a second before we head off, and then Deputy Huckabee will come give you your marching orders.
Do you want me to, or...
Nah, I got this. So you three are gonna be organizing the units along the path. When they're in place, I need you to understand that you are not to follow us into the swamp. You understand?
But what if you get hurt?
You don't come after us, period. Look, we don't know what this thing is. We know it's dangerous, but not how dangerous, especially to adults. I need you all to be safe on the outside should something happen to me while I'm out there.
You're talking like this thing might kill you.
I am, 'cause it might. Look, I don't want to get myself killed out there, and I don't want to get Agent Weaver killed either. But we don't know what will happen. Either of us could very well die, and I need you all to be ready to keep this town running if I do. Our job is, above all else, to protect this town, with our lives if we must. I ain't ever asked y'all for that kind of commitment, and I ain't asking that of you now. But you all might have to step up if I have to give myself to that commitment, and I want you to be ready for it. You can't do that if you're running in there to try and save me and getting yourself hurt or killed by doing so.
What should we tell the officers?
Don't say nothing yet. I don't want them to get too jumpy out there just in case. It's already weird enough for them that we're trying to track and trank a monster we know jack shit about. Imagine being out there in the dark knowing this monster is out there possibly killing your sheriff. Just enough of these idiots want to be heroes and would rush out there and get themselves killed. If something happens, then tell them. But until we're actually in the worst of it, it's better to keep them relaxed.
I know it's not easy getting told to keep things quiet, but it'll be for the best.
All right, now, you got your orders. Go on, get everybody ready. Weaver and I'll be out in a second.
Well, no time like the present, right?
Yeah, I'll meet you out there. I gotta grab a couple things from the back.
The Starport Inn. Written and produced by J.D. Dennis and K.D. Lalonde. With music by Liam P. Vaughn. Find us at linktree.com/thestarportinn or email us at thestarportinn@gmail.com. This has been a Haunted Lantern production. Thanks for listening.